We're learning Mesillas Yesharim. We're in Perek Dalid. We're in the middle of a paragraph, before the paragraph of V'im Toimar. We just finished discussing where there's a pasuk in Koheles, which maybe is a good Mar Makom to find the place. The pasuk says, "Ki as kol maaseh Elokim yaviv mishpat." So if you find the pasuk in Koheles, that's what we're up to. Just to give a little review of what we just finished learning and where we're headed as well, there was a Gemara which was discussed and brought in regards to Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara Chagiga Daf Hei Amar Aleph, Kad Hava Mati La Haikra Hava Bachi. When he would come to a pasuk in Malachi, he would cry. How many pasukim do we read and we cry? V'karavti aleichem l'mishpat v'yisi eid m'maher. And I will come close to you for judgment, and I will be swift m'maher, eid m'maher, a swift witness. He would cry. The Gemara explains, and the Ramchal brings this down, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will exact punishment for those averos which are the big ones and those averos which are the small ones. And it seems like at first maybe for the small ones will be punished like for the big ones as well. So the Ramchal said that's not pshat. A person will be punished for the big averos for according to the severity of that aver, what it is. And when it comes to the kalos, it's midah k'neged midah. What we're bringing out over here is that a person shouldn't think, and there's a mindset that does exist, it's a little one. It's not such a big deal. Let's just turn the other way. There's something called rules. Rules. There are rules in life. These rules are governed by the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who made these rules. So what I want to discuss today a little is how Rav Chaim Volozhiner, and a lot of what I've been saying over from Mesillas Yesharim is from Rav Yaakov Hillel's Perush, his explanation to Mesillas Yesharim. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner asked the question, and I'll just say my own words. Every loving father wants to sometimes, you know, what hurts me, one of the things that hurts me the most is bedtime when the baby's crying. So who doesn't want to take him out of the crib? Who doesn't want to take him out? Or her, whatever, you know, the baby. But the child has to go to sleep. And if you take the child out of the crib when it's time to go to sleep, then they're not going to get into a good habit. They'll be exhausted tomorrow. Everything's thrown off track. But you hear the child screaming and crying. So what you try to do is get a good pair of earplugs. No, you don't do that. Chas v'shalom. No. Of course, you do what you have to do with the loving father, the loving mother. But there are times you take the child out, walk the child a little more, and to the tenth time. My point is like this. In life, we know Hashem is our loving father. So how come we can't just take those little averos, put them aside? What's the big deal? So let's read the words here from the Ramchal and try to understand why is it that Hashem is not going to take this little averos and just look the other way? Why is it that there has to be a punishment for the big ones and the little ones as well? All the ma'aseh elokim, every single act that a person does down here has to be yaveh b'mishpat, come to a justice. Judgment. Just like, you know, it's we never ask the question when something good happens. I don't know. I'm not so deserving. Why did I win the lottery? It's but when something bad happens, lo aleinu, that's when the person. Why did this have to happen? How many times does a person say, why did my car start this morning? Why did it turn on? Oh, what schuss did I have? Right? So let's take both sides. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not let any little mitzvah that a person does, he also gives reward for that. So too when it comes to Aveira. Any little Aveira, it also has to be taken to task. And we'll have a beautiful explanation from Chaim Elojin on why that is. Sometimes we do things privately, quietly, small mitzvahs that go a long, long way. Little things, you know, the person in the shul, like we said, you know, he's not going to know where a certain sefer is. So you know he wants it. You found it. You put it by his seat. He comes there. He was looking for it. Oh, all of a sudden, it's right there. He doesn't know how to put it there. Hashem saw what just happened. Hashem will give reward for that. Is that such a big deal to do? Whatever the example, maybe it was a very learning tight, whatever it might be. A small act. Hashem gives reward. So too, Hashem will not put aside any bad act a person does, even regardless of how small it might be. This is coming to take out from the mindset of man that a person should not say, Hashem doesn't watch everything. The klal is as follows. Whoever says Hashem is a vatrun, looks the other way, his life will be at stake. If the Yetzer tells you to go sin, if the Yetzer Hara tells a person, oh, go do an Aveira. Don't worry, Hashem loves you. Hashem's your father. Avinu, Avarachamon. Then he starts telling you the tefillah. Then you listen to the Yetzer with all the kavanah in the world. And he's a frum Yetzer Hara. Avinu, Avarachamon, Hamarachim, Rachim, Olay. Well, Hashem is merciful. So he'll forgive me. So I can be chayte. No, then he'll forgive me. Al tishmalai, don't listen to him. Is that davar parshat mevarer? Ki inei kel emesu, kel emes Hashem. Hashem is the God of truth. For whom Hashemar, Moshe Rabbeinu lo v'shalayim, Hatzor tamim paloi, Kichol derach of mishpat, kel emun avei novel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is straight as emes dik, is truth, is honesty. Kel emun avei novel. There's no avel, there's no sin, there's no ra, nothing, there's only straightness. Ki kevan shekosh baruch hu roitza b'mishpat, since Hashem wants the justice, hinei kach hu oiver al ha-mishpat ha-malim es ha-ayin min ha-choyve kemoi min ha-zchus. Al kein im mishpat hu roitza tzorech she-yitein l'chol yish k'dirochov uch-fri malolov v'tachas ha-diktuk bein toyu l'toyiv bein l'mutov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to exact mishpat. He wants to live the world with mishpat. The world should live with mishpat. And on a level of MS, of truth, on every single small point and every single big point. V'hainu kelamuna ve'novel tzadik v'yashur. Kelamuna, Hashem is the kelamuna, is the God of emuna. Ve'ain ovel. There's no ovel. Ovel is bad. It's a deviation of truth, of honesty. Tzadik v'yashur is righteous, v'yashur and straight. Shepers is a chernu v'racha. What does this mean? Let tzaddikim ul rishoyim. Kikachu hi amida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the tzaddikim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the rishoyim. V'al kol hu don, v'al kol chet hu manish, v'ein li molit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges everything. And every single chet he punishes. And there's no escape. There's no escape on the little ones to think. And there's a mindset. Why is the Ramchal spending time in this? Because the Ramchal is telling us, I know the mindset of human beings. How does he know it? Because he says Chazal discuss it. The Torah discusses it. So we have to explain that as he discussed, he said that in order for us to be successful in this world, we have to take the advice of those who succeeded. You ever hear a person who wants to go into business find out who was the worst in business and get an etzah from him? That's ridiculous. I mean, unless you want to listen to what he did and do the opposite. That's one approach. But normally speaking, we go to the top and we ask people who are successful, I'm doing something now. What would you suggest in your experience for me to be successful? The Ramchal is telling us we have to realize this is how the Yetzer Hara attacks people sometimes. He tells people, don't worry about this little one. Don't worry about this. Before you know it, the person's little ones are not so little anymore. And then he's doing the big ones. And he has the same mindset. Oh, don't worry about this. Don't worry about that. So we ask the question, why is it that Hashem can't just overlook certain things, certain averus? Why not? The father does. Not just the father, a teacher does. Not only just a father, a teacher, we as people, when we interact with other individuals, we don't always tell the person next to us, you know, I don't appreciate when you stick your hands into the cereal. we don't say that. It's not... We're talking, you know, right? Pour the cereal into the bowl. Well, I'm just giving. I don't know. We overlook things. We don't say it. We don't respond to everything. Are we better than Hashem? Chas v'shalom. So why can't Hashem just overlook? The Ramchal, Ruchaim Volozhin, rather, he explains, because Hashem is doing Yosef Chesed. As we know, every mitzvah that we do corresponds to a different part of our body. There are 248 mitzvahs, positive mitzvahs, and 365 negative, which correspond to the sinews and the limbs of the 248, and the sinews of the person's body. A person is not just a physical being with blood. My daughter comes to me yesterday. She needs a Band-Aid. Why does she need a Band-Aid? Her blood hurts her inside. So I said, can I give it a kiss? I said, we only get Band-Aids if the blood's hurting on the outside. Blood's an insider. In the inside of us, we have a neshama. Everything corresponds to Kedusha. And if a person doesn't fulfill a mitzvah, or if a person doesn't aveira, he is mefagim, he blemishes, he stains, he ruins this limb, this aver, this part of his body, which corresponds to a certain joint. This is what Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains. And therefore, explains Rav Chaim Volozhiner, when a person is what we'll call being punished by Hashem, it's for his benefit. As we explained yesterday, how can a person come in front of the Melech Malchayim Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu with schmutz? It's more than just that, the schmutz. How could he come in front of Hashem with schmutz? For himself, if he doesn't get this kapara, this atonement, he'll be lacking. He'll be a mum, a bal mum. He'll be blemished. Let's explain what this means with an example and one of the most important mitzvahs that we have. How can I say which mitzvah is more important, less important? I can't. So how can I just say, I just said it, right? Didn't I say? Rewind the recorder. Because the Rosh says it. Rabbeinu Asher says, the Mechseches Seifrim, that tefillin, he says, is the greatest mitzvah's essay. Now, he's not chelik on the Mishnah in Peah, because what he's referring to, as Rav Matisoa Solomon explained when I asked him this question, is that tefillin brings to Torah. It's a hechsher to limra Torah. Tefillin is one of the greatest positive commandments that we have. Let's discuss the mitzvah of tefillin for a minute. There's a mitzvah to put on tefillin. Males have to put on tefillin, a man, every single day, besides for Shabbos or Yontif, on the arm and on the head. In Hilchos Tefillin, in Simen Chof Zayin, the Mechaber tells us, well, once again, we're learning Mesilas Sharim, but we can learn a little Mishnah Brura also here. Ties it together. Where is the place where a person is supposed to put his tefillin? Shalrosh. Mokom hanachas tefillah. tefillah is singular of tefillin. Shorosh. Miascholis ikrei hasar. Mi mitzchoy ad soif hamokam shemoicha shel tinuk reifes. Where is a person supposed to put the tefillin? On his head. Miascholis ikrei hasar. Mi mitzchoy ad soif hamokam shemoicha shel tinuk reifes. That means the original hairline, not the hairline which some of us don't have anymore. Okay. I always say it's a sign of chachma. I'm proud to be part of the group. Okay. And Zakin Misha Khan Chachma, so okay, whatever it might be. Up until the soft spot of the baby's head. So what we're talking about here is that if it's on the forehead, a person is not fulfilling his mitzvah of tefillin. I'm not going to read all the words because we don't have all the time for it now. Basically, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin's over here, and this is the halacha brought down in the Paiskim, that if a person does not have the tefillin on his head, not his forehead, he's not wearing tefillin. The Aruch HaShulchan, which I have right next to me over here, which I'll be opening up to Simen Chav Zayin. Simen Chav Zayin Sif Chav. Umakam Anachas Tefillin Shal Roish, the place of putting the Tefillin Shal Roish, Miascholis Ikri Asar, from the roots of the hair. We don't have our hair growing out of our forehead. So, it's not further down over here. Up until Atzayf Hamakam Shemoich Shatinek Reif, it's up until the soft spot of the baby's head. Now, he says later on, V'yesh, says the Aruch HaShulchan, V'yesh lehazir lehahamoin al kacha. We should warn the multitudes, the masses, the people, to make sure they had the tefillin in the right spot. Kasher ra'inu be'einenu. This is the Aruch HaShulchan saying, we've seen with our eyes. Now what does he see? Sherabim noisim ha'shel roish chetzav ala metzach. That some people have their shel roish halfway on their forehead. V'oy lo'oysa busha, says the Aruch HaShulchan, woe is to that embarrassment. Ki lo'y kaimu mitzvah tefillin miyameihem. Because they have not fulfilled the mitzvah tefillin all the days of their life. Is Allah safer now? U'mavarachim levatala, and they're making a bracha levatala. V'oyn shem godol, and their punishment is tremendous. Vereisi, I'm skipping a few lines now. Vereisi, kama miyirei elokim. I found some of the yirei elokim, God-fearing Jews. Shaholchim umeainim bekama b'nei odom. And they go look around to see if people put in tefillin in the right spot. Imunach aleihem ha-shalroish keroi. Is the shalroish resting on the spot properly, on the head properly? Vim eina keroi, and if it's not, misaknim, they fix it up for them. The yois kiroi, to fix it, make it properly. The ashrei chelk mischarim godol moed. Fortunate is their reward, is their lot, and the reward is a godol moed, is very big. What we just discussed was the light part of the conversation we're about to have. The Mishnah Berurah tells us in the Hakdama to his Sefer Mishnah Berurah, as we discussed, that every single limb corresponds to another mitzvah. He tells us that when a person will get to Shemayim, chas v'shalom, chas v'chalilo, if he doesn't keep his tefillin in the right spot, we're not talking about it moved off a little. We're talking about this. It's at least sometimes people get their tefillin fixed or checked or this and that, or sometimes people never knew, and it fits comfortably, and then they keep it there. But you know what? Tefillin are not a sun visor. It's not to, you know, protect or cover the help the eyes, so you know the sun and the shul doesn't get in your eyes. The Mishneh Berurah tells us that when a person will get to Shemayim, in the next world, if he doesn't have a tefillin, now we're just talking tefillin shel rosh, because tefillin shel yad is also an issue. If he doesn't have the tefillin in the right spot, every part of his body that is there to perform a mitzvah will be lacking. The tefillin here that we are given is so we can elevate the place of our head. If our head is not there, we will be missing a head. This is not me. The Mishneh Berurah brings us down from the Svarim. We'll be missing that spot which corresponds to the place of the mitzvah. Now, I went over to, sometimes I see people, so I try to fulfill with words of the Aruch HaShulchan. Hashem gave me the knowledge to know how to fix the tefillin. And I'd love to help people fix and wear tefillin properly. The Mishneh Berurah continues and he says that when a person gets to Shemayim, he's going to say to his friend, look at me now. Why didn't you help me? Now, look at me now forever and ever. Why didn't you help me put on tefillin the proper way? This is what one friend will say to another friend. I want to tell you, I not too long ago, I went over to somebody. I said, he's tefillin, you know, he's tefillin is, he's got a nice hairline. You can say very clearly, tefillin is past his hairline. So I said, would you like me to fix your tefillin, you know? Sure. I said to him, I make house calls if you like, you know, whatever. It's true, I've gone to people's houses. Fix his tefillin, make it a little smaller. I said, you know, I don't want people getting headaches. If he feels too tight, let me know. A couple days later, I'm diving in the shul there, and I see he's sitting in the front over there, and he's turns around. I know what it's about. He's looking for me. So I speak with him after davening. He says to me, do me a favor, put it back. I said, I'm sorry? He says, yeah, it doesn't feel right. So I'm politely explaining to him, you know, I said, would you like to see the words of the Mishneh Berurah? And we go through a few lines over here. How it's karkafted loy monach tefillin. It's a fire that doesn't wear tefillin. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah. The person's making a bracha levatala. He goes on and on the Mishneh Berurah. Yeah, I'd like it in the right spot. You know, to him, the right spot is the way it's comfortable. Some people like to wear their shoes a little loose. Some people like to wear a little tighter. This is what the Ramchal is telling us over here. This is one of the biggest mitzvahs. Forget about one of the smaller mitzvahs. So what we take out, what we're taking out from the Ramchal, what we're taking out from the Ramchal over here, is that every single act has to be taken into account. We ask, why is there punishment? Why is Hashem bring punishment? Because if chas v'chalil, a person didn't wear his tefillin in the right spot, Rav Chaim V'lozhin is telling us, we need that kapara, we need that atonement. So when we get that punishment, we are atoned, so we'll get to Olam Haba, we won't be that blemished individual. And that's the importance of every single point that Hashem does not just let it look aside. Doesn't just turn away. As opposed to we said that, you know, in the world that we live in, the Father might just look aside. But it's for our benefit that Hashem does exact the punishment which we deserve, so we get that kapara which we need so badly. Thank you very much.